countries of Central Europe, for this purpose, roughly defined as the Czech Republic, Germany, Poland, Slovakia, Austria, Hungary, Switzerland, and possibly other places, the main celebration date for the general public is Christmas Eve, or December 24th. The day is usually a fasting day, and in some places, children are told they will see a golden pig if they hold fast until after dinner. When the evening comes, preparation of Christmas dinner starts. Traditions concerning dinner vary from region to region. For example, the Czech Republic and Slovakia, the prevailing meal is fried carp with potato salad and fish or cabbage soup. However, in some places, the tradition is porridge with mushrooms, a modest dish. And elsewhere, the dinner is exceptionally rich with up to 12 dishes. This, in fact, reveals that when Christmas comes around, all the kids get presents from neighbors and a house guest. Even the house pet got something a little bit to gnaw on. After dinner comes the time for gifts. Tradition varies from region to region. Commonly, gifts are attributed to Christkind, in German, Little Jesus, or their real originators, their parents. Children usually find their gifts under the Christmas tree with name stickers. An interesting example of the complicated history of the region is the fight between Christmas beings. During communism, when countries of Central Europe were under Soviet influence, communist authorities strongly pushed the Russian tradition Dead Mortz, Grandfather Christmas, in place of Christkind, Little Jesus, won. Now Santa Claus is attacking by means of advertising and Hollywood film production. Many people, Christians as well as people with just a Christian background, go to Roman Catholic Midnight Mass celebration. Other common attributes of Christmas in Germany and Central Europe include Christmas trees, mistletoe, Christmas garlands, and Bethlehem cribs. In many areas of Central Europe, St. Nicholas or Santa Claus does not come for Christmas. He visits families earlier, on the dawn of St. Nicholas Day on December 6th. And for well-behaved children, has presents and candy bags to put into their well-polished shoes that were put in the windows an evening before. Although he neither parks his sleigh on rooftops nor climbs chimneys, his visits are usually accompanied by a diabolic-looking servant named Krumpets, or the devil, who gives golden-colored birches for so-called badly behaved children. Actually, all children get both gifts and the golden birches in their shoes, no matter how well-behaved they are.